I'm Jeff Cohen with WNPR News. When it comes to understanding heroin and opioid deaths, data matters. But across the country, medical examiners and coroners vary widely in just how much information they provide on death certificates. In this first in a series of stories this week on Connecticut's drug epidemic, I spoke with the state's chief medical examiner. James Gill walks through the garage in Farmington where the bodies come in, past the tissue donations area, and stops outside the autopsy rooms.
We kind of have a typical board listing all the decedents for the day. Overdose, 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 overdose. That's just for today.
Gill is Connecticut's chief medical examiner. Of the 9 people in his custody on this day, 4 likely died from an accidental drug overdose. The 5th was a probable suicide. Gill says it's an unfortunately normal situation with a serious practical concern. He's running out of room for the bodies.
We've had to buy some extra racks and things so we can store more, but we really probably need more cooler space. We're kind of outgrowing the storage space here.
In the last 2 years, Gill's office has seen a more than 50% increase in autopsies, largely due to the spike in accidental drug overdoses. Heroin is the big player. Fentanyl deaths have also surged. I sat with Gill in what's called the family room, just off the office's lobby. He was next to a closed-circuit monitor covered in a soft white shroud. It's the screen on which family members can see a live feed of their loved one's remains. And there, he told me why data on exactly which drugs killed exactly which people is important.
Can you tell me, did she suffer? Was she in pain?
Those were the words of a mother whose daughter died of a drug overdose. A year later, she called Gill to learn more.
And I explained to her that with an opioid death, the person just gradually goes to sleep, and that it's very painless, and she started crying, you know. It gave her some comfort.
There's another reason good data matters, crafting a public health response to the epidemic. But not all death certificates have all the information they could. When Gill took the job just a few years ago, only 63% of the state's drug deaths had specific drugs listed on the death certificate. Now, 99% do.
So I found that the doctors here, a lot of them were certifying the deaths as this acute or multi-drug intoxication. And I said, no, we need to spell out what the drugs are that are causing the death. So it would be acute intoxication due to the combined effects of heroin, diazepam, and alcohol. And that's how we certify the deaths now. We're very specific about what we're finding in the toxicology.
In fact, at 99.6%, only Rhode Island fared better than Connecticut in 2014. But not every state reaches this standard. Only about half of the deaths in places like Pennsylvania, Indiana, Mississippi, and Louisiana have specific information on the death certificates. And Gill says there are a lot of contributing factors that could explain the situation. First, not all people who certify deaths have the same training. Second, when lots of drugs are involved, some people may not be comfortable picking the drug they think caused that death. Custom could play a role, too. It's the, hey, we've always done it this way factor. So might size. Connecticut is small and centralized.
All of the deaths are examined here by the same group of medical examiners, the same investigators. And so we can kind of establish that that common technique and certification ability, whereas a lot of jurisdictions, New York, for example, it varies by county.
Margaret Warner is a health scientist at the National Center for Health Statistics at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She focuses on monitoring trends in mortality using death certificate data, and she agrees that there are lots of variables at play, but one of them's pretty basic. Clear communication with the people who determine and report the cause of death.
The thing that's different between 2012 and the current year is Dr. Gill, who knows that we want those specific drugs written down on the death certificate, is now writing them down. So some of it's about reaching out to the certifiers to make sure that they know that we want the specific drugs involved, which CDC is actively working on.
But Dr. Gill says that while federal and state governments might want as much information as possible, not everyone does.
Well, I remember one call from a family member who was upset that we put heroin on the death certificate. And it was their son had died of heroin, and they didn't want it on the death certificate because they were afraid that the public was going to hear about it and know that the person died of heroin. I said, I'm sorry, but you know, this is a public health issue.
And judging from the data, it may be one for a long time to come. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.